I'm Jonathan Overby with this week's edition of the Odyssey series.
The oldest surviving ancestor of today's modern guitar, the tambour, can be traced back to Egypt and a performer named Harmose, who used it to entertain and pay homage to the Egyptian pharaoh queen Hatshepsut, the second established woman pharaoh who reigned roughly 3,500 years ago during the country's 18th dynasty. In contrast to the intriguing story of the Egyptian pharaoh queen Hatshepsut, whose bust sits stoically in my den as a miniature replica, the tambour instrument dates back to somewhere around 1500 BC, is as dynastic, musically speaking. With its fretted lute-like appearance, featuring three strings, the earliest form of the tambour had a long, noble neck fitted with a pear-shaped soundbox. It is said to have never strayed far from Hatshepsut's royal perch, where at her feet sat Harmose, singing and playing to the delight of his royal ruler. Music back then served essentially in the daily lives of Egyptians who developed early on a kindred spirit with the musical traditions emanating from the Near East. Musicians and dancers of the day found themselves playing music in temples and palaces in the company of soldiers, and as history notes, musicians also found themselves welcome in the homes of the wealthy. Various forms of the tambour have historical ties with those originating in Mesopotamia, Southern Asia, Central Asia, with similar-looking instruments uncovered in the art and historical music traditions of Iran, India, Kurdistan, Armenia, Afghanistan, Pakistan, Turkey, Greece, Russia, and more. A trio of figurines discovered in Susa, an ancient city, now a modern-day town in Iran, dated around 1500 BC. In the hands of one of these figurines is a tambour-like instrument. However, it is unique to verify the actual name of an ancient player like Harmose, whose modestly crafted instrument was fashioned in part from a polished cedar box covered with leather. Over time, instruments that resembled and sounded like the tambour were unearthed in European countries, though they always had a strongly consistent sound and the look of their forerunner, which during ancient times had no compositional system of notation to lean on. Like many cultures around the globe, the tambour melodies were passed down from one generation to the next, just as they are today, with a growing number of global musicians who showcase the instrument's evolutionary sound, especially in the Balkans. I'm Jonathan Overby, and this is another in a series exploring music the world over and its power to create greater understanding of those near and far.